Portage and that area, where did you go?
I went to Fish Creek in the Fairbanks district.
In the Fairbanks area, and that's where you are now?
That's where we are now.
And you say your son has taken over the
mine, yes.
The mining,
yeah,
of your property.
I go out and help him out once in a while on mistakes. So, yeah, this year, mail run, maybe tomorrow, now this maybe.
Yes.
One time she fell down around the house and broke her wrist, her arm. So she was going to go to town with a mail team. And I taken her as far as 12 Mile Roadhouse. And there we traded loads. He went on to, he went back to Fairbanks, and I went back to Circle.
Yeah.
And he was going to take her into Fairbanks. And I guess he'd taken her as far as Faith Creek, and he left her there till he came back, and then he brought her back to me there at 12 Mile.
Well, she never got into Fairbanks.
She never got into Fairbanks. And I'd taken her back to Miller House and taken her up to her house. And she had quite a big experience there 1 week on the trail. She stayed there with Jack Bolton at Faith Creek until Willard brought her back to 12 Mile, and then I picked her up and brought her back to.
Did you ever know where she came from, or why was she in the country?
Well, I really don't know. She had a son, and I don't know how she ever got into Alaska, really. But I guess she must have known somebody that brought her mm-hmm. into the country.
Was she any relative of those beaver, you know, in beaver... they have a Japanese man that was there.
No, I don't think so, no.
So, that's just an odd little story there.
Yeah, there's a story that nobody knows anything about.
She was Oriental?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tamori. Mm-hmm. Japanese?
Japanese.
Mm-hmm. And well-liked by everyone. Can you close it off now? Because I want to open some maps.